Joined now by Greg Robinson. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So you're here to talk about something which is going to happen in West Auckland soon. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we're going to be having a Grand Village Gala Day, which is entitled West Fest. It's going to be a full, all-encompassing family fun day with lots of various things happening throughout the day. There's going to be various things such as a vintage market, and there's going to be a vintage fun fair, and all of that's on the village green. The vintage fun fair having like teacups and sugar boats, like quite old school rather than your typical fun fair.
Yeah.
And there's also going to be a parade on. The theme is colour. So it's going to be very vibrant, thinking like Rio Carnival sort of thing, but probably bigger than Rio Carnival, obviously, because West Auckland's got so much going on.
Yeah, of course.
Within that, there's going to be also other things going on, displays on throughout the day. We've got a graffiti crew coming down. They're going to do loads of graffiti on boards and things. Breakdancing crews coming down to show people what they do. Other various things that will be up and coming as we get on through the months. As well as that, we're going to have a dog show. Not your typical dog show, though. It's going to have like loads of like fun categories and things like that, so people can bring the dogs along, and just means they can enjoy the day without worrying about their dogs, really. And also a junior football club. And this all culminates in a music festival, which is West Fest Live, and that's going to be in the football ground. That will be a ticketed event. It's £6 a ticket, and with every ticket that you buy, you get two free children. I've never seen anywhere as cheap as that for an all-day music event.
Uh-huh.
Within there, there's going to be a food court, licensed bar. We've got great bands on two different stages, local bands. We've also got national bands as well. We've got a headliner playing who's going to be there called Coco and the Butterfields. They're a folk band with a massive twist. They've got a beatboxer on there, so it's a little bit hip-hop fused folk. So it's...
Yeah.
Really, really getting the crowd going and riled
up.
We've also got one of the hottest tips bands for 2015, the Sherlocks. They've been selling out venues nationwide. So it's a fun day for the whole family to get involved with, really.
It sounds really up-to-date and really modern. You know, there's not many village fairs where you would see breakdancers or bands like that. How did the idea come about to get that angle on it?
The idea came last summer. I was I saw various different carnivals in the area, and I was actually talking to my wife, and I was like, I don't know why we don't have anything like that at West Auckland.
Yeah.
And I spoke to various people in the village, and they were all saying, yeah, we'd love a carnival, but there's nobody to do it.
Right.
So then I thought, well, I'll do it then. And since we're starting from a scratch, we might as well start it in a new way. So bringing it, like you say, bringing it up to date, but also with that sort of vintage feel to it, in a little bit of an old school village carnival sort of way.
Yeah, that's a really nice way of doing it, where you've got both of those sides catered for. So with the music and stuff then at the football club, how many bands did you say would be on there?
There should be around about... There's two stages, and on one stage, which will be based in the bar area, that'll be like an acoustic sort of feel to it, so just gentle background music sort of thing, and people can get really involved in that as well while they're getting the drinks, or they could, even if that's what they're into, they've got their acoustic music there.
Great.
Outside on the main stage, we'll have probably nine bands throughout the day, so it's going to be a full day of music from 2 p.m. till probably about 10:30, depending on licensing. I've obviously got to sort all that out at the moment.
Right.
And starting off the day, though, there's going to be a Frozen sing-along.
Wow.
For the children. So they're going to kick off the day, sing the Frozen-style songs sort of stuff. And the Ice Queens are going to come down and meet and greet some photo opportunities for the children. So there'll be something for the children to be really interested in, and obviously all the kids love Frozen.
So what sort of reaction are you getting from people when you talk about this?
It's great. Really positive. We've got a good crew of volunteers already. We still need more, because you can never have too much help. And the villagers, from what I've been talking to, are really really looking forward to it. Not just the villagers, it's far and wide as well. We've got something like 1,000 followers on Twitter, and a lot of people follow us on Facebook, so we're starting to build up a good base there, so hopefully it'll be really good. The idea is to bring people to the village that maybe wouldn't come to the village otherwise, so it's getting that footfall through the village, showing them what sort of history there is in the village as well, because there's quite a lot of history in West Auckland Village.
Yep.
That people really don't know about. So we've got the football monument there already, so people can come and have a look at that. And also it's going to look at helping all the local businesses as well through the market. They can have a market, or they've got the shops there that people can just wander in and out of. So it's good for the whole village.
Great. So this is on the 25th of July.
Yeah.
And it's the first West Fest. This hasn't been done before.
No,
this sort
this
of format.
Is the first. This is the first year it's done like this. Like I said previously, there has been a carnival, but that hasn't been for some years.
Right.
So it's a new project, really.
Yeah.
It's difficult to get off the ground, but it's fun. It's been right. fun so far. So the day's going to be really, really good.
Brilliant. So if people want to keep an eye out for things that are news and things that are going to be there, they can follow you on Twitter and Facebook?
Yeah, the easiest way would be to go to our website, which is westfestlive.com. And then there's links to the Twitter there, there's links to the Facebook there. And there's also, if people want to get involved, they can get involved. You can buy your tickets on there, so it's all fully integrated website that people can get right. involved with. It's going to be updated with everything that's going on throughout the coming months, and then people know exactly where they're going to be and what's going to be going on.